आ रही है डकार।
हेलो, मैं हूँ गजब गीतांजलि। आई रियली होप यू गाइज लाइक्ड माय लास्ट पॉडकास्ट एंड इफ यू हैवंट हर्ड इट येट यू बेटर गो बैक एंड कैच अप विद दिस एंड दैट। So as I was restricting myself mentioning mangoes in the last episode for the simple reason that mangoes are too distractive. They need a red carpet entry, boss. So today here on Dakar's segment Pet Pooja Gyan Bhandar, we will welcome the urban farmer Sumit Bhosle, who is going to tell us how to choose your mangoes. I think ye sabke syllabus ka 100 marks question hai. So stick on for that. You know, everyone around me waits for summers for the sole reason mangoes. And if you don't, then I disown you, my friend. Jokes apart, I mean not just mangoes, but also the childhood memories one has with it. Summer vacations used to kickstart with cousins coming over and uncles getting us cartons of farm-fresh hapus hidden inside piles of wheat straws. That smile on our face, seeing those peeping through bright golden yellow with a tinge of red warm mangoes. Wow. Which we would rush to keep it in the fridge and then open the fridge every 10 minutes to check if they're frosty enough to remove. You know, I feel I remember the thrill and taste of that delicate creamy pulp of ripe sweet mangoes bursting with juice that dripped down your chin, hand and neck. There's a beautiful book, Mango Season, which I lately read and refreshed my memories. Okay, I'm not doing any Ama Sutra ad here, but really, these days everything is available all around the year. But it's just mangoes that makes us wait. Although a lot of people freeze the mango pulp and do creative stuff like mango firni, mango kulfi, and basically everything mango. In fact, nutritionists say make the most of the sweet and tangy aam panna this season, which is a natural cooler instead of the artificial colas. I totally agree on that. Well, I have a lot of information about this king of fruit from the expert, so let's move on quickly to our next segment.
Pet Pooja Gyan Bhandar.
Hey Sumit, I'm too excited to get you on this platform after a lot of chase. So welcome on the show. First question first. How did farming happen? Although a lot of people these days have started finding farming really cool, but I think that's the illusionary bit of it. How difficult it is to actually leave the addictive urban life, high-paid settled job, media glamour for all this. I mean, how worth is it? What keeps you going?
Actually, farming happened after a lot of thought behind it. I was working with a media publication house for almost 5 years. While I was doing it, I always had this dream of working for myself. I consider myself very fortunate that I got this opportunity to, first of all, leave my job and then pursue a career in something which I love. It was not out of any frustration per se, because I was loving my job as a principal correspondent as well. I used to get to go abroad a lot. One fine day, I did not decide to leave my job and come here. It was a properly calculated decision where I was trying stuff out for almost 2 years while I was working in Mumbai, coming to Sawantwadi every now and then. And then eventually when I realized that there is enough potential over here in terms of earning as much money I was earning there, only then I decided to quit my job and then I came here to start a goat farm firstly. And then fortunately we already had our mango orchard. So that was like a supplementary activity for me. In terms of difficulty, to be frank, I don't find it that difficult to live in a village actually. In any village in the country right now, there is enough connectivity so that you can be connected to the city life or to the urban life. We even have 4G. The roads are very good. Electricity is not a problem at all, at least in this part of Maharashtra. And if you ask me how worth is it, then it's worth a lot actually. I mean, I'm enjoying my life here now. I get a lot of time for myself. I get a lot of time for my family. The main part being that I'm working for myself and something in which I'm loving a lot.
It's always good to hear the acceptance for something you're really passionate about. So tell me, Sumit, is the mango season on? What kind of mangoes do you grow and what season is apt for it?
The actual mango season will start from, say, the end of March, be at its peak in May, and then eventually slow down by end of May, beginning of June as the rain starts. And considering the climate that we are living in, which is in Sawantwadi, three factors. Firstly, the coastal weather. Second, hot and humid climate. And thirdly, the laterite stone, which is very abundantly found in our area. The best mango variety to be growing here is hapus, which is Alfonso Mangoes. We grow Alfonso Mangoes. Apart from that, we have a couple of other local varieties, one of which is Pairi and the other one is called Goa Mankurd. Actually, the main difference between all these three varieties that we have is of texture of the mango. Like, we are very used to the smooth and silky texture of the Alfonso mango, which a lot of people in Bombay love. But then there are some small sect of people who actually want Pairi mangoes, which are basically threaded mangoes. So there are small fine threads inside the fruit. Similarly, Goa Mankurd also has the same thread-like texture, but then actually is very popular in the Goa area, which is very close to us. Like Panji is almost 50 kilometers from our house right now. That's why we have that variety of mangoes also. But mainly, we have hapus. We have approximately 180 trees of hapus, say 30 trees of Pairi and 10 trees of Goa Mankurd.
I can totally imagine what it must be like chilling under the mango trees. Again, it has hit a refresh button to my childhood memories. You know, as a kid, I used to love going to Sabzi Mandi to buy fresh veggies and fruits, bargain. But these days, everything works in a click. I mean, in spite of government initiating farmer markets, how do your supply works from your California 30 farms? I mean, do you have such commercial tie-ups as well?
Yeah, that's actually true. Everybody wants everything from clothes to vegetables to grocery on the click of a button these days. And why not? That's why we also follow a similar path. Yes, farmers market is a good thing to go to, but everybody does not find the time to do it. And that's why we have a very simple way of ordering mangoes at California 30 Farms, which is basically over phone or over email. People can get in touch with us. We have a very simple delivery system where if you give us the order before 11 o'clock today, for example, then you'll get the mangoes before 5 o'clock tomorrow in the evening delivered to your place. And the packing is on a very customized basis. Like, for example, very few people can finish 24 mangoes in one day. So that's why we make sure that mangoes don't get over-ripened. At the same time, some people also give us a request wherein they want us to pack mangoes which will be ready to eat only after 4 to 5 days. So we accordingly pack them in that way. And the best part is we have COD, particularly in Mumbai. If anybody orders mango, so that feel of touching the mango and actually looking for yourself if it is the right mango that you want, and also the size of the mangoes and making sure that not even a single mango out of the box is spoiled or rotten. So the best part is you get the mangoes, you open the box, check everything properly. If you're satisfied, you pay. Or otherwise, you just have to let us know and we'll make sure that you get a replacement.
I am definitely looking forward for my first batch of mangoes this season. Sumit, don't you feel organic word is so overused these days and people sell stuff overpriced under that banner? Tell us, what exactly does that mean to you?
Yes, even I think so, that the word organic is used, or rather overused these days. See, for anything to be organic, the soil in which it is growing has to be completely chemical free. If you consider any soil, in at least in our part, people have been using a lot of chemical fertilizers since a lot of years actually. So to call our mangoes organic right away would not be ideal, would not be correct, and that's why we don't call our mangoes to be organic. Yes, we don't use chemicals in the soil. We try as much as organic manure as possible right now. But then there are two aspects. There's this aspect of production also involved, where if we immediately switch to only using organic manure, the production will come down drastically, which we cannot afford. So what we are trying to do is we are gradually converting ourselves into an organic farm, which will take at least 7 to 8 years. So right now we don't call our mangoes as organic, but definitely we call our mangoes as natural. And the reason being the way we ripen them. Now, a lot of people must be knowing this fact. There was this case of people using carbide, which is a chemical which generates a lot of heat to ripen mangoes, and because of which mangoes from India were banned in US, UK for the customs reasons. So what we do is our ripening process is very simple, which is age old and very traditional, where we use rice hay to ripen our mangoes. There is a simple system. Say if there's a room, what we'll do is there'll be layers of rice hay, and in between those layers there'll be mangoes kept for ripening. What happens is this hay has inherent heat, generally ripens the mangoes because of the temperature. As I told you earlier, if somebody wants mangoes to be eaten right away as soon as they get it, we give them, and it takes at least 10 days for mangoes to ripen in this way. So we give them mangoes which are kept in that rice hay system for at least 8 to 9 days, and by the time they reach 10th day, they are ready to eat. Similarly, when people use carbide, what happens is this 10 days requirement is absolutely gone, and you can ripen your mangoes within 2 days. But then, because this process using carbide is so fast, the mango does not actually ripe. And that's when you get all these mangoes which are pitch yellow, like properly yellow from all sides, but when you eat them, they are not that sweet. Whereas if you eat a mango which is ripened in a natural way, it will be thoroughly ripened and the taste will be absolutely different. So that's the main difference actually.
That was quite an info, I say. So before we come to a closure, lastly, I want to know, if I want to buy mangoes from my Sabziwala, what tricks should I keep in mind to choose best out of the lot?
Yes, definitely. When a mango is ripened naturally, the distribution of heat is not that consistent in all areas, right? Because it's all done manually. So that's the main differentiation between a proper hapus and a hapus which is ripened using carbide. So the main identification would be a completely thoroughly yellow mango is not the right mango to buy. If you find mangoes which are not yellow from all sides, they're somewhat greener in some areas and somewhat yellow somewhere in the between, then these are the mangoes which you should actually buy. Also, make sure that when you buy mangoes, you actually touch them. Mangoes which are ripened using carbide, they tend to be very soft when you touch them actually. Mangoes which are ripened naturally, they'll be soft obviously, but then because of the differentiation in the heat, they'll be slightly harder in some part and more softer in the other part. And obviously smell the mango. You should get a very sweet smell which is naturally ripened, but when you smell a mango which is ripened using carbide or any other form of chemical, you will actually feel a slightly tangy or a sour, that sort of smell.
Thank you so much, Sumit. It was indeed very informative. Guys, if you liked the episode, please share, follow, like and rate. It's available on iTunes and you can also hear it on Audioboom. My Instagram handle is Dakar123. I shall see you guys next week with more exciting food topics. Until then, pet bharke khao or ji bharke exercise karo.